Vandenberg.
Yeah.
He was active in the Eisenhower campaign and was publicly announced to be appointment secretary.
Right.
At that point, there came up rumors as to homosexuality.
Right.
These were checked out, and while they had no direct evidence of it, they did find that he is a bachelor who'd been taking in young men to live with him.
Yeah.
And these young men were homosexuals, or many of them, or were known associates of homosexuals.
Right, right.
At that point, President Eisenhower decided that at the very least he'd exercise bad judgment.
Right.
And at the worst, there probably was evidence of or at least tended to think he was homosexual.
Right.
So it was announced that he had ulcers, and for that reason, he never actually took the job. Never actually was appointment secretary.
Never. What did he do up to April? I saw some report the other night. He was released April 22nd.
Well, he was never appointment secretary, and he went on down to teach at a university.
Yeah, all right.
From which he subsequently left for reasons of ill health.
Good.
With respect to Thomas Stevens, there were allegations that he took, shared in fees of a law firm with respect to matters handled before a regulatory agency.
Yeah.
And there was a grand jury and FBI investigation, and about the time they thought they had a case on it, it blew up because of a mistaken identity. There was another Thomas E. Stevens. So that ended up in a complete washout. Your recollection was probably correct from an earlier status.
Well, Clark told me he sat in on it and that he had a public relations firm where he drew some money in, and he called some federal agencies and asked them to do some things that the firm was interested in.
Well, those were the allegations, Mr. Brown. I haven't got the complete file here because it's over in our dead files.
Yep.
But head of the criminal division tells me that just about the time they thought they had that case,
yep,
they found out that there was another Thomas E. Stevens.
Yep.
And that the whole case blew up on that.
All right.
The evidence with respect to Sherman Adams, the charges were, and the theory of our case was, that he took campaign contributions and invested them for his own account.
Yeah.
And there was a fair amount of evidence to support that, but they thought, in the tax division, insufficient to win a criminal case.
Yeah, but that's not finished finally yet, is it?
We declined prosecution on it, and unless Internal Revenue comes back, which they could. There's no statute run.
Right, that's what I thought. The statute hadn't run. Okay, what I said in effect was that he had, Ike had the same problem with appointment secretary.
Yeah.
That he had a problem with Sherman Adams, which hadn't been resolved. Every administration had him. It depended on what you did about him when you found him out.
Yeah.
It'd been better if it hadn't been said, but we won't try to keep him from making anything out of it, and I think we'll just try to say nothing about it.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Okay, Mr. President.